Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zefiro Polsat third quarter 2017 financial results conference call. I will now hand you over to your host, Mr. Tobias Sommer, CEO. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. As usual, I will start with commenting the most important events that took place recently. Third quarter was a relatively calm one, which allowed us to focus on organic development of our operations. There are actually two important topics that I would like to mention today. Moody's rating agency appreciated our business and financial performance by changing the outlook of our corporate ratings to a positive one. That confirms that the debt market professionals appreciate the strategy direction that Polsat Group follows. A quarter ago, we have discussed some changes in our offering, aimed among other at accessing our multi-strategy toward low-end pay TV customers. Currently, I can comment that was the right business decision, which is reflected in a very good operational result. First of all, I will ask Maciej to present the results of our TV segment.
Thank you, Tobias. I'm happy to say it's been another quarter during which we achieved solid viewership results, especially given the high base effect in 2016 related to UEFA Euro event. Our main channel, with a market share of 12% in the commercial target group, was one of the leading TV station in the reported period. Together with our thematic channels, we had 24.4%, which is in line with our long-term strategy. I see this as a very strong result, having in mind the fact that we had a huge base effect and we still compete on the very fragmented market. Let's see how we converted our viewership results into the sales of advertising airtime. Like in previous quarter, having in mind a high base effect, on this slide, we presented a two-year perspective, trying to clean up to some extent the UEFA Euro 2016 effect. Our revenue from TV advertising and sponsoring grew significantly by almost 5% in this period of time, while the market at the same time was flat. This is a very good result achieved on very competitive and constantly changing market. I repeat that constantly, that our quarterly performance is important. However, the TV business has to be viewed in a longer perspective. The results of 9 months of the year eliminate most of the influence of seasonality of our programming, but in this case, is again affected by a high base effect of the UEFA Euro 2016 event. Nevertheless, our main TV channel and the entire group achieved the results, which are very strong and in line with our long-term strategy. Our channels represented almost one-fourth of the total market audience share in this period. Solid viewership results during the first 9 months of the year translated into much better advertising performance. Our revenue from TV advertising and sponsoring grew again much faster than the market, both in a year-on-year and two-year perspective. A CAGR of almost 4% means beating the market by more than five times. The effective monetization of our content strategy is clearly visible in the financial results of the TV segment. When we skip 2016 as non-representative year for our operations because of Euro 2016 event, you can see that we grew our revenues on CAGR of 4%. What's more important, we kept our costs under control, which at the end resulted in EBITDA growth, which amounted to CAGR of 3%. Finishing my part, this is a good moment to give you our guidance for the whole year. Due to the weak performance, we expect the market to remain flat this year, while our group should continue to outperform the market. That's all on my part. Now let me hand over to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciej. Now we will go to the bigger part of our business mix. First of all, let's look at the slide number 14 that shows the performance of our core multi-play strategy. As you can see, the base of our multi-play customers keep growing very fast, circa about 17% year-on-year. Which is very important, the net additions of Smart DOM customers have accelerated in the third quarter. As a result, in quarter three, the multi-play customer base went up by almost 70,000, which is more than in the preceding two quarters jointly. What is even more important, our internal analysis shows the churn among multi-play customers is few times lower than for single-player users. As a result, the blended churn, as presented on the slide, is stable below 9% per annum. Good sales of our multiple products are also reflected in a strong performance of our individual product lines. We maintain a clear upward trend here, with over 500,000 of additional RGUs added during the recent year. The acceleration is visible mostly in mobile telephony segment. This result comes from an improved upsell of the voice service to our pay TV customers, but also from more intensive promotional and advertising campaigns. Sales of our pay TV offering were also very good. Our stable base of circa about 3.5 million households with satellite dishes successfully upsold with additional multi-room and OTT products. And the internet base keeps constantly growing. Contracted base heats towards 1.8 million services provided, which we will find as the highest result on the Polish market. The change has, however, occurred in contract RPU trend, which this time is flat. The reason behind this has been flagged to our quarter ago, and it is a consequence of roam like at home regulation. As you can see of the slide number 16, if it wasn't for international roaming, the contract RPU would grow up by 1.2%. What's happened next? Due to Erlach effect, you should rather expect we have entered a period of 3-4 quarters of contract RPU stabilization. In the prepaid segment, both customer base and RPU level are very stable in quarter-to-quarter perspective, but very much different to the ones presented a year ago. Not many particular developments in this segment to be commented this time, as from the competitive point of view, Free Zone seems very stable after registration process has been finalized. I will now ask Kasia to present how the health operations combined with a temporary regulatory drag have translated into financials.
Thank you, Tobias. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to present to you the financial results for the third quarter. This is the second consecutive quarter with full consolidation of MyDAS that was acquired in February 2016, so we have comparable quarters this time. Other changes to the group were not significant, so I will not mention them. Our third quarter revenues are flat, and our EBITDA decreased by 11%, mainly due to full implementation of Roam Like at Home regulation in Q3 2017 and lack of euro that took place in the third quarter of the comparable period. We have stable free cash flow level and stable net debt to EBITDA. As I mentioned on the previous slide, our revenues are flat. Both revenues and EBITDA were negatively impacted by Roam Like at Home. If you look at EBITDA, then Roam Like at Home basically fully participated to the decrease in the EBITDA of segment of services to individual and business customers. And then in the other segment, you see partly the negative impact of lack of euro in 2017. As far as the cash flow statement in 9 months of 2017 is concerned, majority of items on this slide were described to you last time. In Q3, cash flow was under the influence of dividend payment and our investment in content and the working capital that's connected to the installments. As far as our free cash flow is concerned, our free cash flow dynamics in Q3 was negatively impacted by the full implementation of Roam Like at Home. Additionally, we executed some advance payment for sports rights, and our working capital was impacted by the continuation of installment sales. Please note that the lower than previous free cash flow is the result of an investment in the business, basically, and we anticipate that in 2017 we may not hit the 2016 free cash flow results. Looking at our gross debt, the gross debt has slightly decreased due to the amortization of our SFA. However, net debt is stable due to cash position that was impacted by the payment of dividend and the investment in business that I mentioned before. So basically, it was a good, stable quarter for us, although we had a negative impact of Roam Like at Home regulation. We basically managed to remain stable and achieve very good results. Thank you very much, and now I pass to Tobias for the final conclusions.
Thank you, Kasia. Just to summarize briefly, on the operation side, a very solid result made us confident the strategies in both segments should be continued. On the financial side, we keep delivering healthy results, which was, among others, appreciated by Moody's. Our next steps, we have largely finalized our preparation to our Christmas season. This is the most intensive sales season, both in case of telco and pay TV products. Last but not least, we are well advanced in preparing our football content strategy. That will become the hottest topic in a few months from now. Now we're ready for your questions. Operator?
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start questions and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question from Ondrej Cabejsek, Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks for taking the questions. I've got a couple. So on the free cash flow guidance for the year, you said, Kasia, that you might not hit the sort of stable year-over-year target. I was just wondering what this depends on at this stage, and if you could elaborate a bit on the outlook for EBITDA. I think you mentioned earlier that CapEx would be at around 8% to sales for the year. That's my first question. Second question is working capital, sorry, installments and their impact on revenues and working capital going into 2018, whether you continue to see a meaningful drag on that front. And then third and final question, whether you anticipate in the Christmas period that there might be some changes to the mobile offers of the operators across the market, given the hits of Roam Like at Home that you've seen. Thank you.
Hello, Ondrej. Regarding the free cash flow, yes, indeed, I said we might not hit the 2016 result. This is the result of the impact of lower EBITDA for once, but basically, it's also the result of our investment in the business. We're investing in content. We're investing in installments, and it's how we develop the business. We have to put some money in order to then take some money out. So that's the first thing. The second question regarding the installments, sorry, regarding CapEx, I'm confirming the 8% for 2017. Regarding the working capital and the installments, well, if we have customers who are coming to us and want to acquire more expensive handsets on which we have larger margins, we will be happy to do so. So this is also a part of our investment in the business. Maybe the impact in increasing the role of that will not be so high in the future because in the future, we already will have a year or a year and a half of the history, so it will be rolling forward. But this will be a part of our business life.
Was your question answered, Mr. Ondrej?
Yeah, the Roam Like at Home impact on the mobile portfolios, if you anticipate any changes going into the Christmas season.
Hello, Ondrej. This is Bartek speaking. Our customers are experiencing right now, you know, the offers which they signed where the roam like at home is for free. Of course, we observe the market, how it's changing, you know, but there are no plans, you know, to change anything in the offerings at the moment.
Thank you. And if I may have a follow-up on the CapEx, Kasia, you said 8% is confirmed for this year, and because this year you've got several initiatives that I would call sort of extraordinary. First of all, the 1800 densification and then IT systems, et cetera. Does this mean that, first of all, the 8% covers all of this? And then does this mean that going forward into 2018, for example, when you will not have these initiatives anymore, that CapEx to sales is likely to be below 8%?
Okay, Andre, first of all, yes, the 8% covers everything this year. The guidance is a bit lower than before because we didn't need such an we realized we don't need such an investment as we anticipated. And for the next year, I would assume in your model 10%.
Is there a reason for that assumption, or is that just cautiousness? Is there anything concrete
yes.
in what you're saying?
Yes, Andre. The first thing, in order to be on the safe side, you should assume 10%. The second thing is if you look at our CapEx investments over the last 9 months, you would see that, especially in the third quarter, the CapEx cost has increased and the CapEx outflow has increased, so we anticipate it might be a bit higher next year than this year. So basically, this is absolutely a standard that we are asking you to model 10% in your annual models.
Okay, final follow-up, the increase is driven by what exactly, if I may ask?
Well, these are a few things. It's refarming of 900, and it's the continuation of the development of our software that we develop Pink together with Huawei.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question from Vera Sutedia, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is related to the roaming like at home. This 62 million is for the third quarter. May I ask what do you expect for the fourth quarter and maybe in the next following two quarters? So the 12-month impacts, actually, I would like to know. The other question is regarding your sport content payment. So this payment for the Champions League, European League 2018 and 2021. How much of that was booked in the third quarter outpayment? And how much do we expect for the next tranche payments? Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon, Vera. It's Kasia Ostap speaking.
Hey.
As far as the 62 million is concerned, the third quarter is traditionally the quarter of largest traffic in roaming, because Poles are leaving for vacation, and basically I expect this is the largest hit in the whole year if you're looking at fourth quarters. I wouldn't like to anticipate of annualization of this number because we honestly don't know how it will look like in the future. We only after the 3 months of the regulation. I anticipate, however, that in the future three quarters, I mean the fourth, first, and the second quarter next year, the impact will be lower. Then, after 1 year, we will have some more experience in modeling roaming and we'll be able to assess the annual impact of roaming in the future years. As far as the UEFA is concerned, we don't disclose the numbers that are related to UEFA because we prohibited that in the contract with UEFA. Thank you.
Okay. And the 10% CapEx guidance for the following years, that's basically already included sport content payment. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct, because we don't include content in the CapEx. In case of the television, the CapEx does not include any content.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you.
Well, thank you very much for attending the conference, and we look forward to speaking to you on the occasion of the next results. Thank you. Goodbye.
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 This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.